exhibits for public data, and then the answer is zero, and the Commission commissioned by Governor Pittsburgh persons and powers vested in the governor under the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act. United City of Yorkville is encouraging social distancing during the pandemic by allowing remote attendance for this meeting, which is the public work meeting on 11/16/2021, starting at 6 p.m. and Central Standard Time. Excellent. So, unmuted, so hopefully you can hear me that well. If not, you just let me kind of know. So, let's go to public up here. I don't see any citizen attendees. Is that accurate? Okay, so no citizen comments presently. I have in minutes for correction approval from our last meeting on October 19, 2021. Does anybody have any questions or corrections from the meeting minutes of last month?
I'm good.
You had none? Good. Okay. Excellent. So, everybody good with the committee approving the minutes as written? All right, perfect. On to new business number one, PW 2021-65, the IDOT Traffic Signal Master Agreement.
Yes, it is. Every 10 years we get one of these to re-sign. And every 10 years, I voiced some concerns, and this year I did again, and heard back that basically that the state has the power to do this, and we need to sign this, or we will not get reimbursed for work done on the traffic signals. So I said, okay, I'll move it forward. But I just wanted to kind of raise the concerns and let everybody know that, you know, it's pretty lopsided for an intergovernmental agreement. It's not really an agreement, it's a please move. Yeah, basically, it's going to take an act of Congress to get anything changed. So basically, we are the last, about 29 out of 30 municipalities in District 2 are funded. We're the last one. So.
So we do our due diligence to try and get some clarification, get some kind of response.
Yep.
It's like about eight weeks later, it's kind of a just a general response that doesn't really address any of your concerns.
Basically, except for the fact that they cited where they have the authority to basically enforce the agreements and the authority not to pay us.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Eric, and certainly following up on that. But the recommendation looks like we want to move forward to City Council for a formal approval based on your recommendation. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and we have been maintaining the signals to their level throughout all of this, so we would like to get reimbursed for that. That's probably the main reason.
Any questions? Ken, Joe?
No.
Good. I'm good.
Good to move forward?
We'll do it.
Excellent. Cool. Thanks again, Eric.
No problem.
On to new business item number two, PW 2021-66, the Fox Hill and Sunflower Estates Maintenance Service.
Bart asked me to put this together as kind of a to go with the levy. So it kind of explains what we do and how we do it when the levy goes forward. I believe it's this microphone.
Yeah.
So it'll coincide with Rob's levy report. This just gives you kind of a behind the scenes of how we budget for it and what we budget for every year.
Yeah, every once in a while we get requests for different services. Hey, why can't you replace all the trees? Why can't you replace all the curbs? You know, can't you put in $1 million sign? And the answer is basically we don't have that part of the budget. So rather than just approving the levy every year, we figured we would throw this on the agenda just so there was a companion conversation with the levy. So in case that there was any desired changes in either of the subdivisions. So.
And to piggyback on that, we have the large projects. We just budgeted for it over multiple years. That's why you'll see that I believe both of them are in a negative fund balance right now because we did large projects and we're repaying it back over time. They're paying us back over time.
Yeah, I believe the sunflower was the dredging lawn, right?
It was naturalizing instead of dredging. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We did the cheapest two options. We did the naturalization.
Uh, as you kind of pointed out, here at Herb, is how, when did they buy into that? I can't recall. Was it 3 or 4 years ago?
The sign was taken down at least 3 years ago. And they didn't want any work being done until their job was complete. That way we could see where their right of way ended. They don't think not want it on their right of way, on my right of way. So I have to try to find an area. It's more than likely going to be on Sycamore Road. Just in that one of those open lots there along the right of way, just try to make the sign so it's noticeable from Route 34.
Okay. Obviously not obstructing any views.
The state was very generous with the right of way. I believe it's 110-foot right of way, so it's very wide there. So it will be back rather long on our right of way.
Are we under any potential time constraints for that, or is it kind of at our discretion?
It's totally at our discretion.
Looks like this, as you stated, this is an informational item. I don't have any additional questions. I don't know. Joe, Ken, do you have any?
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Good, good.
Parking month is an informational item on the city council to go along with.
Yeah, we'll include these packet materials with the levy just so everybody's clear of the exact maintenance package that goes with the levy.
Item of business item number 3, UGW 2021-67, the MFT supplemental resolution for the Oak Rock Health purchase.
Well, this is the good news, bad news. The bad news is that the state did not make Cargill hold to their bid. They chose to let them out of the contract is what they let them do. So they rebid it in August, had no bidders, but they actually had bidders that the prices were too high. So they rebid it again, and we ended up going with Compass Mineral, which we've used before, but it is at, an added increase in the price of $15.35 a ton. Which, to be very honest, I was expecting much higher, and the other bidder on this, I believe it was more was higher. But Compass Mineral came in, it was a fair price. But we do have to reauthorize or supplement our resolution to increase it to cover the use through MFT funds.
So, as you said, good math. Not as high as potentially did. Was it 40? Was it 45, 47 before? Was that our?
Yeah, it was 46 and change, I think it was, or 45 and change.
But necessary expense nonetheless, if we want to be able to drive our roads. Right?
We do, and we already ordered 600 tons, so hopefully we'll get this passed.
Okay, excellent. I didn't have any questions, but I believe last time we did place this on the consent agenda when we had the original discussion on this, like May-ish, I think, Martin talked about.
Yep.
I had no issues placing it on the consent agenda. If the committee is in agreement, we also want to have, obviously, Joe or Ken. And if you have any comments or any questions on it as well.
Good. Yeah, I'm good too. It could be on the consent, I think you are on the choice of it.
Great.
Okay. Are done on the consent?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're both good.
All good?
Yep.
No next to the sense.
Okay. So that's all right. New business item number 4, PLB 2021-68, the Grand Reserve, also in the June 23 testing material. So on discussion, for purchase discussion.
Yeah, it is a consideration of acceptance of the improvements. So this is a portion of Unit 23 that was broken out. Unit 23 was previously accepted. Tuscany Trail was not. The developer has completed the improvements, completed all the punch list items during the summer, and has requested acceptance. We are also in agreement. So this would start the one-year maintenance period once approved by City Council. There is a subsequent bond reduction associated with the acceptance, if so approved by the Council. There is an exhibit that details where this is at, but basically it's within what would be the Unit 23 boundaries that is being considered for acceptance.
So with the, specifically with the one-year maintenance agreement involved, can you just kind of add some additional context relative to what that pertains to?
Yeah, absolutely. So within the city code, spells out an acceptance procedure. It also calls for a one-year maintenance period. So basically, toward the end of next summer, we will go out, we'll take a look, identify any new punch list items. We'll provide that list to the developer, and then it's the developer's responsibility to complete those items prior to the one-year period elapsing. So basically, it gives the city just one more year to identify any further items that may crop up. So in this case, we would expect those to be very minor, if any, and then the developer would address them basically next fall.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification, Brad.
You're welcome.
We would make the recommendation to add that to consent agenda if there's no objection to.
I'm gonna agree with that. Go, Ken, any questions? Do you really want to talk about it in city council and just want to put it on a public works agenda of your choice?
Doesn't matter to me either way.
Yeah, all right. That's
nice. Is that fine?
Yeah. Yeah, consent works fine. There's anything
can
you pull out, obviously we'll just move it out. So
I just want a quick question. We maintain this Tuscany.
Yeah.
Like snowplow. So what do you guys do when you get this Montgomery over here, right?
That's what we go. We go to the next intersection and turn around.
Okay, I just curious how we do that. Alright.
We keep our plows down. Just turn around, follow back.
And they kind of look the same thing.
Last week it was the same thing.
Yeah, okay. I was always curious about that.
What's the name?
Yeah, we usually get there about the same time. So we plow down to the intersection. They do the whole intersection. We plow back.
I was just curious. I didn't know how we handled that.
Perfect. There I see no old business. I did not add any additional business items. Barney, talk to anybody. Have anything additional to add?
I got just two small items that I just have them in my queue. They come up, so it's been a couple months. One's for Bart, probably. The route, is there an update on the Route 34 Tumor Road streetlight that you know of? Or
I have not heard anything from the state, but we will reach out again.
All right, I know you've done it. And I know Jason was also aware of
it. And ComEd is actually trying to look back to see, because I actually sent them pictures where to show the picture of the light and then the picture of the light coming. They took it down and they moved the pole, so they're investigating too as to whose it was, and it was Bristol Township, so I'm 99% sure. And then try to get that back up.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Since they did it, they should put it back up. And then the other item, just an update on the Green Park sign.
Pre-buyer sign is still in our shop. Hopefully this winter we'll get to it. Just one of those that's going to slip down the cracks for us.
Yeah, I just put it on a timer.
Yep, we did make contact with Plainfield Sign. We're going to take it down there and see what they say. If they can refurbish it, just put new lights on it that are powered, so
yeah,
it will rot then.
That would be really fine.
And I do have an update on our street sweeper, which caught on fire a few weeks ago. The repair bill, as I mentioned in an email, was about $75,000. Unfortunately, the street sweeper itself is like 17 years old, and so it's valued at much less than that. So the settlement offer from the insurance company is in the $30,000 range, which obviously is not enough to repair it or to buy a new one, which is anywhere from $200,000 to $300,000. And we probably would not recommend repairing it at $75,000, although that's within our right to do so after we take the insurance funds. What we are looking at doing, we're currently leaning towards taking the insurance money minus the salvage value and actually taking the truck back. And we may be able to take the street sweeper part of it off, use it as a truck, and maybe use it for a different purpose at a reduced cost and intensity, obviously. And then looking to buy a new street sweeper here in the next couple months. As a backup, we do have an offer on the table from Waste Management to conduct street sweeping for us. In general, with how much we street sweep, that estimated cost annually is between $10,000 and $20,000, probably closer to $15,000, just depending on the amount of hours that it takes, which is reasonable. That's like how much Oswego and Montgomery, who both outsource their street sweeping, pay per year. And so we are weighing out just outsourcing that in general going forward versus buying a new one. But with how often we use it, and you know, how long we've used it for without issue until it started on fire, we think that it may make more sense financially to just buy a new one and then continue that service in-house. But that'll be something that we propose to you here at a future city council meeting, maybe not the next one, maybe the one in December, depending on how things go. So that is your street sweeper update.
So you're saying the December Public Works you have for
potentially, or the December City Council meeting.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would be consideration, basically, of the purchase of a new one. So the insurance amount is what it is. We've already appealed it upwards. We've already talked to our broker about, you know, being able to provide additional information on maintenance and repair costs and stuff to be able to increase that value. And they increased it, I think, like $1,000 or $2,000. So, so that value is what it is.
The just got this. Yeah, it'd be nice to know exactly. I don't have a clue how much we use it.
About, we use it quite a bit actually in the spring, and then we use it probably 12 to 15 times a year. For doing roads, and then if we do the 4th of July parade, we'll do the parade route after the parade to clean up, 4th of July fireworks, we'll do it for Holiday Under the Stars, we'll do all the parking lots, we'll just to make sure everything's clean. And it's very handy. We've used it on accidents where we moved up on 47 and cleaned up, you know, pass on the road, or garbage truck blows the hydraulic oil and all the oil dry that's on the ground, and then it has to be cleaned up and cleaned up.
So then if you were to outsource it, how would that work? You would just call them on phone and come right out, or?
Yeah, it's an hourly rate, basically. So it's like $140 an hour is what Waste Management quoted us at. So. That's all I had.
Excellent. Sounds like the city kind of monitoring the updates. So at least pick up that the funders kind of been working okay. So it seems like that's our so far,
so good.
I've noticed the leaves are starting to fall more consistently. A little bit too steep throughout the city.
My guys are really working hard. We'll make our third pass on the north side on Thursday, Friday, and our third pass on the south side Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Everybody just needs to keep either rewriting up in or raking to the.
The rest of us have been very good too. I've seen a lot more bags. I really have. So that's,
yeah.
I think everybody realizes there's nothing we can do when the leaves don't fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do the best we can. We're up against that time crunch. We don't want to get caught with our pants down and not be ready for snow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit my time caught with my trees.
What's
that? I got three huge trees and they're just full.
Mine did the same thing. If they're finally dropping in the backyard now. They have a huge maple trees.
That's the one thing.
Perfect. Excellent. Good questions, Cam. Thanks for that update. Their part.
Nope.
And Brad as well. Anybody have any additional business outside of that? Okay. Go ahead and call me to close at 6:19.
Thank you. Cool.
See ya. Thanks.
Take care. See you later.
That's good. Meet up then.